Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin, it's yourself.
How are you?
I'm very good form, thank you. Coffee there for you and everything.
Wow, that's incredible. You're very kind. You're definitely in the Christmas spirit.
Definitely in the Christmas spirit now. But sure, it's December.
I know it is.
December will be magic again.
Yeah, isn't it?
I know the big day is only around
the corner. You fan of Christmas, Marty?
I love Christmas.
So do I.
Always did.
Yeah.
I was very lucky, very happy childhood. And I often wonder, well, as you did.
Yeah.
And I often feel sorry for people who bah humbug it.
Yeah.
It is a very special time. It's a time of change. It's a time of people coming together if you can.
Yeah.
It's a time of sadness because people miss those who are
gone. Absolutely right.
I think it's an incredibly emotional time.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know.
And it can be a time that people feel under a little bit of pressure.
Yes.
And I suppose our aim, and when we talk about recipes, is to relieve the pressure and give them inspiration and
give them
the little tips, tips and guidance. For us, like coming from a big family, there's nine in my family, you know that, 11, including mum and dad. And we always grew up around food. We never opened the restaurant every Christmas. We're going to be closing now from the 20th, which is amazing for our team.
That's right.
And
that's
just
right.
Lovely break for 2 weeks. It's great.
That's true.
It really
you
is.
Take it. I made your mince pie from your recipe.
That looks very good.
It's good, isn't it?
Now, who made it, honestly? Look me in the eye, Marty.
It's lovely, though, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
My wife alone.
Look. She's you spoiled. So go and have one and taste one. And
just
I'll
like
talk.
The ones you make.
I know. They're
very
brilliant.
Similar, very similar.
They're actually excellent.
And decorated.
Sorry, they are the ones I made.
What are you doing today?
Well, we're talking about the main event, and we might be a little bit early, but it's giving people the inspiration.
Okay.
And we're going to do a turkey roulade, which is a little bit different than anything I've ever done in your show before. I'm going to talk about that. And then a beautiful, beautiful ham recipe with, like we're saying, damson ham with star anise. But we'll talk about different kind of wee tweaks on the glaze.
About turkey first?
Is that okay with you?
Absolutely okay with me.
So we'll talk about turkeys. So definitely one of the best turkey growers, farmers I know is Hogan's. They're based in Kells. We get our turkey every year from them. We've been using it in the cookery school now, so we have the last couple of weeks for the Christmas courses. They're just great people. My mum and dad always got the turkey from them. They've been doing it a lifetime, and I just think their bronze turkey is fantastic. They're
really?
Outdoor bred.
They don't do
people.
A good silver or gold, just bronze.
Bronze.
Yeah. Come here. You say your mum and dad were dealing with what are they called?
Hogan's Farm. Hogan's. They're in
so
Kells.
I suspect that they are the children of...
Yeah,
the people.
You're actually right.
Just like you and McNeese.
Exactly.
Which is a lovely tradition.
I love
again,
it.
If I can
I
say.
Love it. And it's their peak time of year.
Yeah,
you know, you can go online, look up, because first thing when we're buying our Irish meat, we want to make sure that it's Board Be a quality assured, because some turkey can be imported. Nothing wrong with that, but just let people know. So we're doing the turkey breast, and it's a roulade. So what's a roulade? So imagine this page is a big turkey breast. You kind of open it out like a chicken breast, and you actually batten it out, cover it with cling film, get a hummer, get the bottom of a saucepan, so you're flattening it out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens then? We're going to talk about the stuffing. So there's a little bit of work in this, okay? There is definitely. But what I like about this, it's good value. It's going to feed a family for 6 or 8 at very... So it's not the full turkey.
Yes.
It really is a lovely recipe. I done this for my Christmas show from Cashel, so I did. And I said, I'm going to share this with Marty.
Okay.
But I done something a little bit different that's in the recipe, which is a little bit different I'm going to talk about in a minute. So we'll talk about the stuffing. We'll come back to the turkey.
Mm.
Fry off an onion. Chop the onion. Fry it off in some butter. Then we put in some beautiful mixed herbs. Sage, thyme is what I like. I say rosemary, but usually sage and thyme is enough for me. Then we're putting in dry cranberries and some chopped apricots. I love a kind of fruity based stuffing. Into the one that I did, slight variation of this, I put in toasted pine nuts. I let that cool off for 5 minutes, and then I mixed in some breadcrumbs and some sausage meat. It was fantastic.
Sausage meat?
It was rich. It was gorgeous. And normally I just do a plain stuffing, but I said, you know, Claire's one of my chefs, you've met her, you know, when we were doing this, I said, I'm going to share this with Marty. It was beautiful.
And why did you? What made you go down that road?
I just made it recently.
No, did you have the turkey?
I just made it recently. We were doing an event in the RDS, the Ideal Homes, with Simply
Better. So you just took a chance.
I thought it was delicious. I said, because normally I don't make a sausage meat stuffing, but I said, yes, this is something I'm going to do this Christmas.
That will add a fair bit.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Beautiful, lovely bit of pepperness. Try and get the really good quality sausage meat. That's very important. You mix that with breadcrumbs into your cooked onion, and then what you do is say your page is your
kitchen.
Yeah, you enjoy that mince pie. I wish I bought some port for you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Marty, you get your flat breast of turkey and you spread out this lovely stuffing, and then you roll it like a Swiss roll. You tie it up. That's what a roulade is. And then you tie it with string.
You've got to be very careful.
Oh, I know. You have to be. Tie it with string. A bit of work on this, but it explains it. Preheat your oven to 200 degrees. What I love about this, it's easy to cook. It's easy to carve. It doesn't take up much room in your oven. Do you know, one turkey breast. And it's honestly, it's a game changer. So if you're thinking about doing this, I'd recommend get a small breast of turkey now.
How many would you feed on it?
This one here. So if you look at the recipe, it says about 2 kg. You'd probably six about six, seven people.
Would you?
Yeah, you would. Mm. You would, yeah, because you see you're bulking it up with the sausage meat.
And it'll take a log.
Yeah, it does. Like a log. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it takes about an hour and 30 minutes in the oven, because we have this tested. So we have, depends on the size of the turkey breast.
Of course.
Make sure that it's cooked through and that it's over 70 degrees. So that's very important. And then what we did, pardon me, Marty, get a little bit of maple syrup butter in a saucepan and brush that over two or three times as it's roasting. So people ask me, do you cover your turkey at the start? Yes, you can. But I would rather get a bit of colour, then cover it and then brush it, because when it gets the maple syrup, it can easily burn or caramelise.
So before you cover it,
Well, probably put it in for about 30 minutes and then cover it. Yeah, and get a little bit of colour on that. Or you can do it vice versa. There's no set way. Just keep an eye in your oven that it doesn't overcook.
I just have another bite of it.
Yeah, of course. You enjoy that. My God, you're the only man that can put a full mince pie into your mouth. Once. Good man. And Marty, put that onto some carrots, onions, a little bit of leek, that's what we call a trivet, a little bit of water, steam roasted. Honestly, try this, it's so tasty. The sausage meat is a game changer for me now. And I normally do that stuffing, but always with pine nuts. I'm a big man into tradition, you know, and I always do the buttermilk brine turkey, but this was delicious.
That's gorgeous. A fascinating idea.
Isn't it?
I would have answered you there, but I was busy with my
good
mince pie.
And
beautiful.
Did your wife make good mince pies?
She
then?
Does. Now, they're very similar to yours in texture, I found. And the presentation, too. She's got it down to a fine art. She's
love
a wonderful
it.
Woman, my current wife. Quite lovely. So that's the turkey roulade.
That's the turkey, and of course, all the recipes
maple glaze?
Are online. Oh, it's beautiful. The maple glaze is just butter and a little bit of maple warmed up in the pan. You brush it two or three times, you do. Now, we're going to talk about our ham. Marty, I have to tell you, I recently ate the most gorgeous ham I've ever eaten in my life, and it was from Pat Whelan, James Whelan Butchers in Clonmel. Go online, order the ham, and it was a ham joint on the bone.
On the bone.
And it took nearly 4.5 hours in the oven braised. And I'd done this for my Christmas show. I'm jumping back a wee bit here, but I'm going to do this Christmas, and we've done it for our cookery school. We got a big tray, cover it with some cider, a little bit of onion, celery, and kind of bake that off in the oven, cover it in tin foil. So low and slow, 130. And it took about 4.5 hours. It's a big piece of meat, but it was fantastic. €55, best value. Honest God, I thought it was superb. And I thought the flavour was just delicious. This man, I admire him as a butcher, as a human being. He's fantastic.
But sure, he's a Whelan.
He is, but
there's nothing that he can't do.
Of course, Marty.
He can.
Super talented. But he is at Neil. And I'll tell you why. It's the most beautiful piece, and he won the Golden Fork Award for UK and Ireland for best food product. It's an amazing achievement.
Really? And what is the piece called?
So yeah, it's just a ham joint. It's the heritage ham, he calls it, on the bone, and it's a cure that's specifically due for this piece of ham.
Right.
It does take a long time to cook, so I cook mine 2 or 3 days ahead, and this is the truth, and then let it cool down in the braising liquor, which I use cider. You can use apple juice, it doesn't matter, because the alcohol cooks out, just to keep it moist. Then I let it cool down into the fridge. And then when it's cold, take it out, score it, remove any excess fat. But I want to talk to you about the glaze, because I think the glaze is the fun part and the most beautiful part. So in this recipe we use star anise. It says damson plum jam or conserve. I used apricot jam. I couldn't get the damson. It's not as easy as I thought. So some apricot jam will work gorgeous. And I tweaked it a wee bit. So we have star anise, a little zest and juice of some orange, some brown sugar, and I put a little touch of balsamic vinegar, and I put ginger into it. It was sensational.
Now, why did you go with the ginger?
Well, I thought the ginger would give a lovely kind of like a tanginess and a freshness, because the ham is rich, so it is. So I wanted a lovely bit of acidity. Now, the orange will give you that, but also the balsamic vinegar.
Knowing your love for ham, and indeed mine, how are you not picking bits off?
Oh, stop, it was. So what we did, we had to behave ourselves, because it was for TV afterwards, it was devoured. And Marty, we kept, with the cold ham, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to warm through, remember that, because a big piece of ham, and I kept brushing it. So big tray, parchment paper, with that glaze that can be made up now, to keep for a month or two in an airtight container, doesn't have to go into the fridge, and it was delicious. We kept brushing that glaze on. Didn't stud it with cloves this time, because sometimes I find with cloves, when you bite into it, it's all you can taste.
Well, now, I was just going to say the same thing.
Would you agree?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think it's very lovely and all the rest of it. My mother made lovely apple tarts.
Oh,
for example.
I know.
But we had someone else who made them, and they put cloves in them.
I love it.
And
my mom did
the same. And yeah. I got the cloves. That's
and
right.
It overpowers. Like if you're if you like cloves, what I'd recommend is warm up the glaze with
just
the cold cloves.
Tart.
Well, that's
save yourself. Look, imagine how many apples you'd save.
I know that's true.
No, it is. It's just one of those things.
It can be very powerful.
Very powerful. So you left it out of this. That's interesting.
Yeah,
but you have so many other flavours.
Star anise, and then you have that lovely, you know, jam and a little touch of vinegar. It's gorgeous.
Now, when you say you did this every, 20 minutes, you kept on...
Yeah, about 15, 20 minutes.
So
keep brushing it,
and close off again.
And the key for wash-up, and you'll thank me this Christmas Day, is to put parchment paper on the tray. It's a non-stick silicone. It just foolproof. Warm up your ham, because remember, your turkey can be resting. Now you need to heat this. Cook your ham at least a day or two ahead. Keep it in the fridge. That's
this,
what I do.
The size of this, now you said it's a big... It's big. And are we talking still the 7-8 people?
I think you get 10 out of this.
Would you?
I think you would 8 to 10 people. Because I think St. Stephen's Day is the day we enjoy the leftovers.
Well, that's true.
You know, in a few weeks' time, I'll be doing some leftover, like if people have it in the freezer, some lovely recipes for turkey and ham and
different
things.
Sure, sure. And what size is... You call this heritage, right?
Heritage ham,
So are they all the same size?
Roughly. Right. They're all about between 4 to 5 kg. So they're a big piece of ham. They're
4 to 5.
Yeah, kg. Yeah,
right.
So this is 2 kg. Yeah,
that's big.
It's on the bone. Remember that. That's why it takes so long. So it does cook in the oven. So it does.
It's funny. I'm looking. I'm thinking about it because I can't see it. Obviously, I'm thinking about it here, and it's just Christmas, isn't it?
It is.
The whole sense of
and the flavor. Like I have a picture on my phone, and you'll just be. I take a picture of your picture.
Will
you?
And we'll send it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be
I'll look
the one?
At them. Oh, but Marty, I loved it. I'll tell you what, I just thought it was such a beautiful. And you see, hams aren't nearly as salty as they used to be. They're absolutely full of flavour and delicious. Now, look up this here now.
Yeah.
I should have had this done. I'm looking at
at
our book launch here, Marty. We've lots of lovely pictures.
I say that now.
But I think the ham is the star of the show. Would you agree?
Oh, no question. I love the ham.
Yeah,
I love
me
the
too.
Ham. Now, you keep looking for that.
I'll get it.
Remember, it's Marty in the Morning, our webpage, and there you'll find the recipes for the turkey roulade with the maple glaze and the sticky damson ham.
There we
with
go.
Star anise.
There
over
we
him
go.
And say, that's a Christmassy picture.
Yeah, that's a Christmassy picture. Here we go. He's taking a picture.
I've got a picture of you.
We're live.
Hang on a second. We are. We're live. I've got a picture of you and everything.
I love it.
Now we can send that out.
That's a great product.
To the listener. That's
and
beautiful.
Just to show you, like, that's
it's
the
big,
piece.
All right.
That's the piece of ham there, raw.
Oh, yeah.
Put it into the oven.
Oh, yeah. It's a big piece.
It is, but it's beautiful, and it's Irish ham, and the cure they do is sensational.
No, it's lovely.
Sensational. As good as I've ever tasted.
There was a fella called Pete Ham. Once upon a time, God bless him, I think he's gone. And he was the lead singer with a band called Badfinger.
Oh, wow.
And they had a lovely song called Come and Get It, and another one called No Matter What. Let's hear No Matter What from Pete Ham and Badfinger. That's a strange link, but
that is a very.
It's done now. Badfinger. Too late.
I love it.
No matter what you are, I will love you.